USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Thousands of Southern California residents may not have the power they need to cook their Thanksgiving dinners. Strong Santa Ana winds in the forecast and some already triggering public safety power shutoffs in areas that are prone to wildfires. Gusts over 40 to even 65 miles an hour are possible in Los Angeles, Orange, and Ventura counties, along with the Inland Empire, and as a result, power has been cut already today to nearly 7,000 homes and businesses in that area. The CDC is out with a health advisory because of a spike in seasonal flu cases, especially among children and young adults. They say flu cases are still on the lower side overall nationally, but more than 90% of the flu cases confirmed are among kids and young adults, meaning those ages 5 through 24. We're hours away from the Macy's Day Parade, and the balloons have been inflated. USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
A statue of one of the founding fathers is no longer in New York's City Hall. The plaster replica of an original statue of Thomas Jefferson was removed on Monday in a process that took several hours. The latest to be taken down as cities nationwide remove statues that they believe are tied to Confederate symbols and leaders with connections to slavery. New York's Public Design Commission voting 8-0 in favor of relocating that Thomas Jefferson statue because of his history as a slave owner. New York City police are gearing up for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade just hours away now. The NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea says the Counterterrorism Bureau is out in full force already and folks can feel safe. Security includes, well, that they'll tell us about, cement blocks, sand trucks, and explosive detection canines being used. Wall Street ended mixed in Wednesday trading, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former President Donald Trump expressing relief and gratitude to the jury for clearing Kyle Rittenhouse of the double homicide charges he faced in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The former president telling Fox's Hannity last night,
"That was prosecutorial misconduct. He should not have had to suffer through a trial for that. He was going to be dead. If he didn't pull that trigger, that guy that put the gun to his head, in one quarter of a second he was going to pull the trigger, Kyle would have been dead."
A man is being sentenced to death in North Korea for smuggling in copies of the hit Netflix series Squid Game. Authorities allegedly caught the high school student watching the show. Sources say it was smuggled in from China on USB drives, and the smuggler now faces death by firing squad. The inventor of the Lambeau Leap is a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Former Green Bay Packers safety Leroy Butler, named as a modern era player semifinalist on Wednesday. He was a finalist last year. Butler is in the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, and he was on the NHL 1990s All-Decade team as well. And the National Dog Show celebrating 20 years on the air this Thanksgiving. Of course, it will again air right after the Macy's Day Parade on NBC. You can find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.